towards getting through this one tonight. We're trying to physical tough game. Comes down to the end, your defense really stepped up big time collectively.
Yeah, it was a great team win for us. I think a confidence builder. Toronto's a very good squad, and they've been together for a while and kind of know how to finish games. And I thought we did a great job closing, executing our defensive game plan there at the end. And it was hard for them to score. It's hard for them to score all night. Just a great team effort by us. Proud of our guys.
What kind of growth has experienced when, for the first three quarters, things may not go exactly the way you want or they're tough to come by, but then the fourth quarter, you surface and play like that?
Yeah, those are experiences that you got to build on and learn from. You learn from the losses, you learn from the wins. I thought we did a great job down the stretch of executing, getting some good looks even when we didn't, make them. But like I said, just our defense is what carried us throughout the game. We really made it difficult for them to score. We didn't give them too many easy ones at the free throw line, which is something they're good at, getting to the line. And I thought we rebounded well, too. So I thought we really just played well. And the first game after a road trip is usually a tough one at home and against this team. So just proud of us.
A lot of times when this team is talking about defensively, Derek Favors is one player that gets brought up. But his offensive game has really improved year by year. What do you see him behind the scenes and all? What's behind this sort of development and progress for him offensively?
First and foremost, just experiences. He's been in this league for 6 years now, and you learn a lot in those 6 years. And I think his work ethic, putting in the time, putting in the hours in the gym, has really paid off. And you're starting to see that out there on the court. And he's really just taken what the game's given him, and he stepped up huge for us.
You put on some more muscle during the off season. How do you feel like you're playing with that when it comes to strength around the rim, and then just your overall game elsewhere?
I think for me personally, still not shooting the ball the way I want to and trying to get out of this little funk that I'm in, but I'm just happy for the win. And, tonight was one to build on there in the fourth. I would knock down some shots, and hopefully I can, keep that rolling going to the next couple games. But just, more importantly, proud on the win.
Yeah, you talked about the shooting. Has that in any way played a factor into a different look on the shot or anything like that, or even strength when you're putting it up?
No. I think it's just getting rhythm out there, and for me, it's just getting in the gym more and continuing to shoot it. So I'm not worried about it at all.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right.
Guys, that's Gordon Hayward.
Hey, Gordon, real quick, sorry, just a couple more for you. Talk about that, though. You mentioned that you had some struggles coming in shooting. With that 6-point deficit, you kind of led the charge with that three. What does that do for you in the mindset of the game? Are you thinking about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think coming into the fourth, I didn't get too many good looks in the second half, and I got a layup to go and one, and that really got me going. I got to the line, then I got a wide open three that I knocked down, and just seeing the ball go in the hoop is really something that's all you really need. And knocked down another three too, and so hopefully I can build off of that. Just like I said, man, just proud of the win.
What's the biggest thing you can do? Obviously, you can't control the schedule, but you only got 3 games out of your first 11 are at home, and then you're back on the road again. How do you guys adjust?
We're professionals, so it's our job to be prepared, be good, both at home and on the road. I think we got to take advantage of the games that we have at home, so that way when you go on the road, it's it's not necessarily like a do or die type thing. Try to win every single game. We understand that it's going to be tough when you're on the road and you got back-to-backs and travel and fatigue and everything. So, like I said, just trying to take advantage of the home stands and, really take advantage of treatments, being in the gym, sleeping in your own bed, seeing family, stuff like that.
When you guys were caught behind in the fourth quarter, was this a game that maybe a couple years ago you probably weren't able to win? That's kind of the growth of the team where you were able to continue to play.
Yeah, I think a couple years ago we lost this game. We've been in that situation before. Last year, I think we lost this game. Earlier in the year, we lost this game, honestly. So just hopefully we can learn from this one. We'll be in the situation again, numerous times this season. And hopefully we use these experiences when we're getting that again.
Thanks, Is that just a matter of getting open shots down the stretch as opposed to getting contested shots in the last minute?
Yeah, that definitely helps. I mean, I think execution-wise, you can live if you get open shots and you just miss them versus if you're turning the ball over or, you know, taking fadeaways and not getting good looks. So getting good looks, and whether you make them or miss them, I think it's just about getting those good looks and learning to execute in crunch time.